Welcome to Pass the Mic. In this episode, Priya, Lance, and Abby talk about their experiences as newcomers to Canada and the Bachelor of Child and Youth Care program at McEwen University.
Hi, I'm Abby, and I'm a first-year student studying Bachelor of Child and Youth Care. So I just came here in Canada last August 27, and I'm looking forward to new experiences and the cultural difference between Canada and the Philippines.
Hi, I'm Priya, and I've been in Canada from August this year. I'm currently enrolled in the Child and Youth Care program. And I came to Canada because I like traveling and I've been to a lot of places, but I've never been to North America, and my experiences so far have been really great, and I'm looking forward to learning more about the Canadian culture and life.
Hi, my name is Lance. I've been here for almost 3 months. I arrived here last August 27, 2019. So currently I'm a first-year student of Bachelor of Child and Youth Care, and being here in Canada is a great experience. I'm looking forward to more wonderful things that Canada can offer. So the first thing that, you know, I've experienced that has an impact on me is that my cultural identity is slowly not being that relevant anymore, because there's a lot of culture here in Canada, and some of this culture are great, but the problem is my own cultural identity is being affected too. So for example, I don't get to practice my culture here as a Filipino because some people might think it is weird. For example, as a sign of respect for elders, we do this bless action in which we take one hand of the elder and put it on our forehead as a sign of respect. And that is not, I do not practice it here because some people might think it's weird. And yeah, it also is affecting my cultural identity. Another thing is, I'm sure some people experience it. I rarely get to practice my religion as a Catholic here in Canada because when I was in the Philippines, usually in our schools, we always practice our religion, especially we're from the Catholic school, that we, like, for every time, like it's October, we always do the Holy Rosary, whereas here it's rarely practiced, based on my experience. My personal identity is also being affected. So in short, my personality. I've realized that coming here in Canada, I become more of a gentleman person, because of the way people here live. Canadian people in general are so polite that I managed to get it, you know, adapt it to myself, and that also affects my personality in a good way. Sometimes being independent as an international student coming from Canada, and their culture also is they're independent, which really is a good thing. The hard part is that adapting to it also affects your, you know, what you view yourself as. So for example, I can be a rowdy person sometimes, but since being here in Canada, I have to know my boundaries. I have to act what is proper to the social norms, or else they might view me as a different person, as a person that is not in line with the culture, and you don't want to be, you know, compromised with that. Yeah, but it's always a good thing to be here in Canada because there's a lot of things that change, and one of it is my views of the world in general. So for example, I learned here in Canada that I can be free. I can say what I want. I can be respected here. The culture is so respectful. They're so accepting, and that also helps cope with all the challenges I've been having here in Canada. I get to voice out my emotions, which part of our country is really hard because of the stereotypes there. And, you know, being Canadians, I like how they are so open-minded that I get to learn different things because of their open-mindedness. So yeah, there's always good thing and bad thing, but the school system is also great. I learn a lot of things. You know, just being here in Canada is great for me.
Okay. What I want to talk about in this podcast is how a newcomer feels in Canada. I think for me, the transition was easy because I've traveled a lot and I have friends from all over the world. And I'm kind of aware of how the Canadian culture works. But when I've spoken to some other fellow Indians, I've noticed how they struggle to fit in. It's not because they're not interested in understanding the culture, adapting to the culture. It's just that I think it's intimidating for them, probably when you're not confident about your language skills, or you're worried about being judged, or you're simply lost in the crowd. We come from a country that is the most populated country in the world, and suddenly when we are in Canada, we are a minority. We are just a handful of us. So what the next best option, what most of the Indians do is they start segregating, which is counterproductive, but I also understand why. You know, when you're away from home, you don't fit in, you don't have a lot of social skills to adapt quickly and fit in. You are drawn to a group of familiar, welcoming set of people or your people. Canadians are friendly, accepting and warm, but I think they don't have the knowledge or the skill sets to make friends with a minority person either. I often feel my first experience at the university was I'm friends with most of the white people in my class now are Canadians, but I think initially they would walk past us like, you know, with the same expression as how you would walk across a landmine, because you don't know much about it, you're scared it'll go off, you're not sure what to do around it. And I think that again comes from probably some stereotypes people have about Indians, or what they think Indians are, or probably from the belief that we have nothing in common with a Canadian, which I think it's not true. So for me, what I've noticed is both of us, I think Canadians are not familiar with what to say to an Indian, and Indians are not familiar how to make friends with a Canadian. And so the segregation continues happening at the university level, which I think is one of the best places to, you know, probably just if you see someone you're not familiar with or are just curious about, I think it's the perfect place to walk up to the person and say, hey, where are you from? And what was it like in your place? And I'm pretty sure 20 minutes into the conversation, you'll discover we aren't very different from you guys either. We have a lot of common things. So maybe you guys should give it a shot.
I'm going to start talking about my experience as a newcomer here in Canada. First, I noticed how my diet changed. I went from eating mostly fresh food and rice meals to eating frozen food and burgers, then putting it in the microwave, which I find hard to get used to. I think that it made me eat less healthier. Next, I find the weather really interesting. It's so hard that in the Philippines, it's so hot when you commute and you're all sweaty. And here, since it's cold, it's like you never look so haggard when you go to school. But I miss wearing a shirt and a pants when commuting. But now, I had to wear layers of clothes because of the cold. And sometimes, it feels uncomfortable, but I know this is part of the adjustments I had to do. Another thing is because I'm an international student, I tend to feel intimidated whenever I talk to people whose first language is English. It was nice that we were taught to speak English when I was in high school, but it feels more scarier when you're in a country that uses English as a way of communication everywhere and every time. Sometimes it almost feels like you're always trying to reach out to people so that they will understand you. With all that being said, I am grateful that I move in a country where being polite and being open to differences is well demonstrated to each other, because I believe that we can never invalidate our experience but use it as a learning moment on how to connect with people.
Yeah, Abby and Priya, I know we've had this challenge. I know we encountered this, but I want to share mine. So, one challenge I experience is that I don't know the social conventions. So, I have to observe other people. Sometimes I learn from it, but the challenging part is if that behavior you are observing is appropriate or not to the social norm. So, in case that you observe the behavior and it is not appropriate and you integrate it into yourself, that's the hard thing, right? Like, you will have struggles interacting with other people because you learned not the right behavior, but the behavior that is seemed bad. Maybe what people should be doing to make us aware is that we need to know about all these unwritten rules. So, like, a simple act of telling us about these things would be helpful, especially for us newcomers in Canada, because we want to integrate in your society peacefully. We don't want conflict. So, letting us know about all these things and written rules you have would definitely have a smooth transition for us. So, obviously, language barrier is one of the challenges when I came here, to the point that speaking English not fluently makes me feel dumb. But the good thing is that every people here in Canada is understanding. They are patient in the way we build our sentences, the way we pronounce things, and it's the good thing that everyone can learn from it. Especially us, like we learn how to pronounce the words right, and we learn how we say things right. So Abby, what can you say? Have you also experienced these kind of things?
I get your point, Lance. Sometimes it's hard to feel inclusive, especially that we came from a different country and we hold different values. For example, there was a time where I don't have the strength to connect with my classmates because some of them, when I start talking about what a normal teen does in her teenage life, they ask me, "Oh, you guys do that? Oh, is that actually allowed in the Philippines?" So sometimes it's okay that we remove the expectation from other people and be responsible on our own feelings on how we take things. I think what we should improve on to creating a relationship with other people is taking away the notion of being different in a positive way and just seeing ourselves as unique individuals.
You know, being in the Philippines, I would say we're being spoiled. So I ate at McDonald's. And then, you know, in the Philippines, there are servers where after you're eating, you can just leave the food behind, leave all your mess, and then they will just fix it up for you. And when I came here, that's what I did initially. But luckily, my friends told me that that is not appropriate. Have you encountered the same situation?
Yeah, Lance. I mean, I know what you mean. When I first came to Canada, my biggest, problem with transition was learning to do all my work by myself. I think especially when you come from countries like India or, you know, rest of the Asian countries, you're used to having a lot of help, be it terms of, you know, cleaning up your house or washing your cars. Those are services that are really cheap. Like say for $40, you could have someone who'll come and clean your house every day for you, water your plants, do your laundry. But I think it's really different in Canada. And when students come in here, they have to learn to do all their work on their own. Which is something, again, I think culturally we are just learning to do our stuff by ourselves, which is, I think, really hard for a lot of kids who have always had that kind of, I wouldn't say privileged, but culturally different kind of a background. And the other thing I notice is how we are, like you mentioned, how restaurants function, or fast food chains, which are global, but function very differently in, you know, the countries we come from as opposed to Canada. Like if I went to McDonald's or Burger King in India, I'm not expected to, pick up my tray and, take it to the waste bin once I'm done. They have people who do that. I mean, and I did not notice that till I got to Canada, where you're supposed to carry your tray yourself. So yeah, subtle differences like that. But probably if a Canadian saw an Indian do that, they may be really offended, thinking that, hey, what's wrong with these people? Not realizing that, you know, the same fast food chain functions very differently where we come from. And it's something that we have to learn in this country. And we're not doing that because we don't have enough manners or lack of, you know, being sincere or kind or being, we just don't have a perspective. Our perspective is different, and that's about it.